last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
What's happened over the last few days has been utterly remarkable, not just as a sporting event, but as an exhibition of the cultural gaps that are opening up in the United States of America and between us and America as well. Because, as you might be aware by now, what happened to the Irish players in particular, but the entire European team at the Ryder Cup over the weekend, which the Europeans eventually won, was disgraceful, extraordinary, and that's not getting on our high horse about it. Gavin Cooney from the 42.ie was in New York and witnessed it all firsthand, because Gavin, it came across on the television screens that the Irish players in particular, Rory McIlroy, Shane Lowry, were going through the horrors with the obnoxious behaviour of the crowd. But I suspect because of the way the sound was been muted for television consumption, we didn't get the half of it, or anything close to the half of it, did we?
No. I can't repeat many of what I heard on the course, Matt, for frankly moral and legal reasons. It was hostility and a nastiness and an ugliness which I'd never heard before in golf, and frankly really in any other sport as well, because golf is so different, because it's so easy for one moron to punctuate the silence and make himself heard. We heard for, you know, years going into this Ryder Cup of how hostile the New York crowd would be at Bethpage. The American players ramped them up ahead of the week. Colin Morikawa called for chaos. And what was unleashed instead was this torrent of disgraceful abuse that crossed lines of sporting integrity, because they shouted it on the European players' backswings, but also human decency. I mean, Shane Lowry and Rory McIlroy, McIlroy bore the brunt of it, so anyone playing with Rory was going to get it as well. So I followed Shane and Rory around for their match on Saturday evening. They had to listen to some of the most appalling stuff I've ever heard. Taunts about, okay, Rory had to listen to stuff about choking and losing the US Open a couple of years ago. That's lame stuff, you can brush that off easily. But they had to listen to stuff about his personal life, about his wife. Shane Lowry had to listen to stuff about his appearance, his weight, his family, and loads of like anti-Irish stereotypes and slurs as well. And the worst element of it all, Matt, was that the players' wives were there as well. They're inside the ropes. You know, we were standing right beside them. There, at times, there's the players' wives were standing a metre, 2 metres from people roaring just the most awful stuff about them. And the tournament did not crack down on it until it was too late. You know, there was, it was tolerated, I would actually say tacitly approved, by some of the marshals whose job it was in each hole to keep these people quiet. You know, they were holding up these keep quiet signs, and instead they were grinning along with the latest line of abuse, by which point, you know, Rory and Shane complained. Eventually the tournament scrambled police officers to their match. And then you had this crazy scene of 30 to 40 uniformed and armed police officers, some with police dogs, walking the fairways alongside McIlroy and Lowry. But it didn't stop the abuse, because as I heard one fan say, when a police officer came over to give him a stern warning to after his vile abuse, he said, "I paid $1,000 to be here." And he did. That was the lowest price of the ticket.
He paid $1,000 to watch the golf. He didn't pay $1,000 to give him the excuse to shout and roar whatever he wanted. Or is that the way America is now? This whole thing about free speech is about just bullying and blustering and all of that type of stuff.
Well, he wasn't kicked out, so, you know, I would say it's more the latter, to be honest. It was unbelievable. You know, this is Wall Street's best and brightest. They were on their holiday from their civilized lives. And it actually felt to me like, this is like what it's like to live online. You know, this is, you know, you're rich and successful and famous, and we'll grant you that. But in return, I have the right to abuse you however way I want. And in the middle of all this, it was impossible to ignore the fact that Donald Trump turned up at this golf course on Friday. I really feel like Trump is the guy who made it, who got ahead in politics by saying the most nasty and outrageous things on social media, because that's what gets promoted. I mean, there's guys yelling stuff out there on the course, getting laughs, and they were presumably thinking, wow, my social media algorithm always rewards me like that as well. It was nasty beyond belief. It's a line, the line was, The line was so far crossed, it's untrue.
Okay, what about, though, Gavin, the people who say, you know, golf is a little bit precious. This is the type of abuse that you hear been roared at football matches, for example. And, you know, David Beckham for years was having to put up with vile chants about his wife, for example.
Mm.
Or is it different in golf because the nature of the sport is that it's difficult to concentrate and actually hit your shots? It's like in the way that we wouldn't accept this type of behaviour in tennis, for example, would we?
Yeah, correct. I mean, that's, you know, that abuse that David Beckham, he's saying other footballers get is appalling. And like, I've been covering football for years. Like, I don't believe I'm approved. Like, but it's different in golf for a number of reasons. One, you know, the crowd are in the stands in a football match and the players are on the pitch. And there's, you know,
there's distance.
There's distance. Exactly that. Whereas in golf, you're a couple of inches from some of these people. And if you hit your next shot way left or right, you're taking your next shot from amongst them. In a football match, there's a rhythm to it. You know, you can almost kind of try and tune out the crowd as this constant white noise. Whereas it's more staccato in golf. You know, there's silence and then it only takes one moron to pierce that silence with a terrible taunt. But the European players were prepared for the abuse. You know, we heard a lot about the VR headsets they had in advance to preload with abuse to get ready for what they would face. But their main complaint was not what was said, but when it was said. And that's the sporting integrity piece.
Well, then,
the American
Gavin,
players...
Sorry, just, I mean, yeah. Then just how extraordinary was it that Europe managed to win, and that in particular when McIlroy and Lowry were being targeted on Saturday afternoon, that they won, that they often hit some of their absolutely best shots as a response to this deliberate attempt of intimidation?
I was privileged enough to be inside the ropes following all this, and while I heard all those taunts and the abuse, I was also lucky to witness one of the best displays of character and determination in Irish sport I can ever remember from Shane Lowry and Roy McIlroy on Saturday. And it was hours long. It was brutal. It was like every fairway was like Cersei Lannister's walk of shame in Game of Thrones. And yet the lads came through it to win their match. They birdied all of the last five holes. Rory was emotionally gone by Sunday. You know, he played very poorly against Scottie Scheffler, and he would admit that himself. He had just put too much into the earlier part of the week. So Lowry basically dragged him around the course. Another taunt aimed at Lowry is that he's Rory's junior partner, that he's clinging on to him. You know, not so. Lowry was outstanding, especially on Saturday. You know, there was a great moment on the fourth hole. A fan yells, F-U Rory, as Rory's taken a putt. And then that, obviously, Rory misses the putt. Shane Lowry has the next putt, 50 feet for eagle. He drains it. He turns around. He points to the American fan and yells, F-U. You know, Lowry was just dialed in all weekend. And then it fell to him amid the madness of Sunday when we thought, are we actually going to see one of the most infamous and bewildering collapses in sporting history here. You know, the momentum that was that Europe were fighting against and Shane Lowry was fighting against on Sunday had the properties of gravity, and somehow he managed to hold the putt that secured the cup for Europe. And just, I was on the 18th as Shane took that putt. The last thing he heard was another awful taunt, grotesque stuff about his wife from a New York fan over my right shoulder. And the next sound that Lowry heard was his own kind of primal roar as he was buck-leaping across the green, having secured the cup. And the next time he looked up at the grandstands, 30 seconds later, they were half empty. Everyone was going home. So I know it's slightly reductive to say it, but we know who had the last laugh.
Thank you very much, Gavin Cooney from the42.ie. Now, Enda texts in to say, been to a number of sports events in New York, including the US Open at Bethpage Black in 2009. From the Yankees to the Mets, Jets and Knicks and Rangers, that abuse is common. Sit behind home plate at a Yankees game, it's a stark experience. Rory's got dogs abuse on the Saturday in 2009. It's not right, but neither is it directly linked to the rise of Trump, says Enda. Larry Donnelly, as well as being a regular contributor to this programme, political columnist with the Journal and a law lecturer at the University of Galway, you are a golf nut. So what did you make of what you saw over the weekend?
I was deeply ashamed at every level. And I think, Matt, there's been a potentially significant intervention on this front just within the past hour. Tom Watson, who is an immortal, one of the greats of all time to play, he is on Twitter, issued both an apology, a salute to the European team. But I think it's interesting what he said. He said, as a former Ryder Cup player, as a former captain, and as American, I'm deeply ashamed of what happened. And that encapsulates the way I, and I think many, many other people feel. And it is tempting, I suppose, in one sense, to say that this is attributable to Trump. It's tempting for me in particular to say this is down to the New York sporting crowd. But I think it is more complicated than that. I do think that this effectively has become a weekend for very, very wealthy white men, and that's who they are, to go away and really to go bananas. I mean, for instance, I assumed at 5:30 in the morning on a Friday that, look, they're going crazy, but they haven't even started drinking yet. I was only rebuked by somebody who was there to say that effectively they'd been drinking all night and taking cocaine to stay up through the day. So all of this stuff is a nasty cauldron and leads to what is not golf. Those of us for whom golf isn't just a sport, it's a way of life. It's something we're deeply, deeply passionate about. To see our game reduced to that over the weekend by that crowd was just awful.
Wasn't helped either, was it, even by the likes of the celebrity MC announcer who literally started the song about Rory McIlroy on the Saturday.
Yeah, that was absolutely appalling. But to Gavin's point, and I highly recommend Gavin's vivid writing over the weekend for the 42.ie. He wrote some great pieces capturing just how nasty the atmosphere was. Whatever about the comments about, Rory personally or about, Shane Lowry and other things, the fact that they went after Rory McIlroy's wife in particular, I found absolutely disgusting. She is reported to be a pretty tough cookie, but even she was reduced to tears. And that to me is appalling. I look at those individuals who did that and say, they must have women in their lives. They have mothers, they have sisters, they have wives. And imagine somebody treated a woman in their life in such a fashion. It really was grotesque. And there is something, obviously we're looking ahead already to 2027 in a dare. There is something in me of the sort of Michelle Obama, when they go low, we go high. I really hope that the European fans respond to all of that by saying, we are going to be unfailingly courteous. That is how we're going to approach this. We are not going to stoop anywhere near to your level. That's what I hope happens. And again, I say that as somebody who is a supporter of the U.S. team, who is rooting for them like hell, but at the same time was disgusted by the behavior of the crowd.
Larry Donnelly, thank you very much for being with us.
The Last Word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.